Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, as I mentioned, it is 6 months since Hamas attacked Israel on the 7th of October, killing more than 1,200 Israelis and taking 253 hostages. And Israel's retaliatory offensive has killed over 33,000 people in Gaza, mostly women and children, according to the health ministry in the Hamas-run territory. And despite the increasing global pressure for a ceasefire, the fighting is still ongoing. Alistair Bunkle is Sky News Middle East correspondent and he joins me on the line. Alistair, thank you for being with us again today. So the latest we've heard is that Israel is planning to withdraw its troops from southern Gaza. There'll only be one brigade remaining in Khan Yunis. But the Israeli military have stressed that a significant force will remain in Gaza. So can you take us through what you believe is happening, what you hear is happening? Is it tactical or a de-escalation?
I think it's tactical. They are withdrawing from Khan Yunis and all of southern Gaza, and they will leave a brigade that basically will split Gaza in two, north to south, and patrol that area. Now, the Israelis say this is temporary. They say it's because they've achieved their main objectives in Khan Yunis, and so rather than keep forces there like sitting ducks to be targets for Hamas, they bring them out. They're also bringing them out for some recuperation, and they will go in again regularly, but with intelligence-led missions, sort of counter-terrorism style. Now, look, I think it definitely marks a new phase in this war. It does not mean that the fighting is over, not by a long shot, and you still have that open question of what happens to Rafah down in the south.
Mm-hmm. And what is the latest on what happens in Rafah? We know the Israelis have long threatened to carry out a military offensive there. Where does that stand?
Well, they are sticking to that position and they are adamant that they will go into Rafah. Now, militarily, to achieve their objectives, that makes logical sense in so much that if you're from an Israeli point of view and you want to defeat Hamas, then that is the last place remaining where they have not yet gone into. But you have this massive problem of 1.3, 1.4 million people who have sought refuge there. And so if you start a big military operation without a plan for them, it really could just be, I mean, it could be horrific, which is why the Americans and others are so against it. Mm-hmm. Now, by withdrawing the troops from southern Gaza, as they have done over the last 24 or so hours, they say that is a step towards going to Rafah. Personally, I don't think that is imminent because I think they need to raise the number of forces in Gaza before that happens. They need to create humanitarian islands as well, which they've said they're going to do. They need to get the Americans on board. They probably need to speak to the Egyptians because it's on the Egyptian border. I don't think we will see a major invasion of Rafah, you know, in the coming days and weeks, but it's still not off the table.
It's almost impossible to see how they would get the Americans on board for an invasion in Rafah, given what the Americans have said very clearly, that they believe that it would compound the humanitarian catastrophe in the region. What would they need to do in order for the Americans not to react, to take the high stakes nature out of that move?
Well, I think two key things. One is coming up with a plan for the 1.4 million people there, there's no perfect plan because Gaza is small. Most of it is now destroyed, but it would mean moving them elsewhere. Now that forces have withdrawn from Khan Yunis, I think what you'll see over the coming hours is some people will return to Khan Yunis. But the Israelis will need to come up with a firm plan to move those people who have sought refuge and not just move them. Make sure they have shelter, make sure they have got food, medical supplies, etc. That would go some way to appeasing the Americans. The second thing that I think they could do that would probably sit more comfortably in the White House is not launch a full-scale ground invasion, but launch counterterrorism raids, much smaller scale raids when they've got specific intelligence to do so. Not the sort of thing that we saw in Gaza City and Khan Yunis.
Mm-hmm. I see Reuters flashing here as we're talking on the news wires that there are more aid trucks arriving at the Rafah crossing and getting through. Has there been a change in the number of aid trucks being able to access Gaza?
Well, yesterday the Israelis said that 331, off the top of my head, 331 trucks got into Gaza. Well, if that's true, then that, I think, would be the largest number of aid trucks to go into Gaza on a single day during this war. The big thing that hasn't yet happened, but the Israelis say will happen, is that they're going to open Ashdod port for shipping to bring in aid, and then the Erez crossing in northern Gaza. And Erez to Ashdod is not very far. And so the reason that would be a big deal is that you could get hundreds of tons worth of aid pretty rapidly from Ashdod into northern Gaza. And it is northern Gaza which needs the aid the most, mm-hmm. because that's where the destruction is at its greatest, but also it's been far harder to reach for aid. And so that's where you have people in most need.
And then you have this understandable extreme caution from the organisations working in northern Gaza in particular after the killing of the workers from the World Central Kitchen. That also exhausted the considerable patience of Israel's allies, including and most notably the United States.
Yeah, the killing of the World Central Kitchen employees changed everything, I was told by someone in Benjamin Netanyahu's office yesterday. And I do think that we have seen a lot of movement over recent days. I was speaking about the opening up of a new crossing. We've spoken about the withdrawal of forces from southern Gaza. There are ceasefire talks ongoing. I think all of those things can be dated back to that tragic killing of those seven aid workers. And the fact that the Americans, who are so important in this, who have been losing patience pretty rapidly over recent weeks, I think have just had enough. And it's not just the Americans, a lot of European nations as well, and the British have been putting pressure on the Israelis. And so I think it got to a point where the Israeli government could not withstand the pressure any longer. Something needed to be done. And so that is why we've seen quite a lot of progress in various areas in recent days.
Alistair, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you for your time again. That's Alistair Bunkle, who is Sky News Middle East correspondent. Next, we'll be in Vermont in the United States, where they're getting ready for a full solar eclipse later today.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.